link.
So it's going to get maybe like slightly gestural in the final stages. It's about mares, otherwise it's self-explanatory. Feeling rich. Creature on stalk around in the no-go area and spit on a flaming ragdoll. Welcome to a sheen of generative ambiguity, settling over a UV magnetic cauldron under the influence of a rampant shadow. Welcome to snow, falls in horizontal sheets, seen through a sheen of hope, even fucking gasp like one. Welcome love, welcome gentleness, sheen of puppet, gasping for a stick figure, outside painted unlit is affected to be fixed. Welcome stick figure, welcome puppet, to a leaden scene of generative ambiguity. Reality doesn't have to be anything like this, sheen of despair helps to forget about that. Welcome surface effect, including snow and a draft torn open the leaden streetlight. Welcome gamut ripped to the surface. Start again. Sophisticated Teutons stalk about in the knowledge quarter under roasted streetlights and spit in a flaming ragdoll. Once again, intuition swing from the sketched-in lamppost. Once again, cartoon veins ripped from history drain artfully into a pronounced gutter. Stick figures get obliterated. A headless chicken tries to feel something. The end wears the mask of the beginning, it tore off. Groping through the insane waves of reality, looking through the cores of a fire sweeping through the corridor of sentimental outrage. Middle-class disembodied screams roping to debased coffee shop, tearing its mask off in a cloud of UV fog. Now watch the shadow peel off from its former self, announce something nuanced about mares, etc. Will we never stagger out from under the shadow of happiness? Sing it in the street. In the carnival we had to cancel because the fascists turned up. It happens anyway. Everything happens anyway. All pleasure, all struggle. Through the snow falling, horizontal sheets. Fascist puppets come and go on the fucking internet, but we get out of there. Listless unreality sweetened by a charade of mindlessness to the utmost degree of unreality. Through the doors swinging the cartoon tornado, moving past election posters, torn down then swept about atmospherically. Stick figures thickening the victory square, getting high on listless unreality, now sweetened by charade, watching the hatchery burn. Just another ordinary day. Money goes where it fucking well wants. Now welcome to the real beginning, when the shadow resolves into a shadow of its former self, and there are two mares you need to find. One to kill, and the other who will solve everything. How's that for a plot point? Two mares you need to find. One that will solve everything and the other to kill. You are the shadow as a shadow of its former self. The skies burn in lush colours, troops file past in formation. Applause rises from the assembled masses of wounded pigs, each more beautiful and more complex than the last. Each dreaming of a national culture more febrile and immense than the last. A change of seismic truth in reality. Half listening to the warm-up speakers you push past them, into the lesser exactitude of need, near to Casablanca's Caribbean cuisine and the other market houses and the other street corners. Each more grey and imprecise than the last. Each more general and symbolic than the last, past the drunks frozen to death from the neighbours you barely speak to, each more the essence of a ferocious contraction and reality than the last, past displacement, past sincerity, the stick figures now doubled over on the stairs to the non-vacuum, cartoons doing kitchen work in the high street bars, past white triangles hassling small shopkeepers, past teenagers dragged into a vacant rectangle, past the synthetic upheaval of a merely technical urgency, through flakes of rain, languishing in the soft light, the cafe redeployed as a single hovering point, past the synthetic urgency of a merely technical upheaval, through sheets of rain, each more crudely rendered than the last, through the crowds of card sharps and delivery people, through youth, the enigmatic glow, and the 19th century blizzard that envelops it, through urban life, its arid, ungrammatical corridors, its portals of raw violence, its stunted, out-focused ecstasy, broken down and reassembled in the kiosk next to you and I trimmings, its main tone, through all of this, this single, clean, inert surface, crowds of personifications screaming or dying, lush colours, headless chickens wearing sandwich boards outside the third tier of cultural rapture, luxury bedsits, early weekday evenings of aggressive mimicry, the official opening of the retraction of intimacy in the square of the people, jumbled, kinetic, dazzling and loud, the beheaded phantasm selling CDs near the front entrance, the cold hills at the back, kids on benches, a cut and paste ecstasy rising through mountain frost from its car door towards the savage renewal of meaningless consensus. Past energy, past listlessness, past low cost tropical food, past the burned out shell of feeling one, the refurbished facade of feeling two, past the cut and paste memory who cries out to ecstasy, sweeping into the retraction of intimacy that used to be called a joy re-risen from the depths of non-violence, and the private party of shiftless unreality dominated by the full simulator of collective agency, its inflamed screen of depopulated ironies, set up in the bar on the top floor of sadism, from which dream and understanding look out over a contrived ache, premonition of a new gutter opening next door to a new drain, and past kfh.co.uk, past night and day, and Albemarle and Debac, the alcoholics in the churchyard listening to a music of an intricate and sustaining indifference, the stagnant detail of schools and council workers dragged into the aroused underside of a grey clamp locked in struggle with itself, as if it was easy to change life into a music hurtful and excessive plainness as it is to drill a hole in a dull square and to watch as reality ebbs from it. Past anguish, past incantation, the collapsed dance hall and its sacrificed interior, the outlines moved on in the interest of tonal integrity, the cops standing around in the with the smokers outside the betting shop in the political subtext, just waiting for something to fucking happen, in an atmosphere of lush and expansive violence, and past the beheaded phantasm, its slogans, I have no time for you, pushing through the crowd of pigs in the wavering, unsteady light of an ostentatious winter, at the dead centre of the Riggs Square in its fenced-off area, beyond the medic pumping at the chest of a bleeding effigy, in the half-light near the boarded-up concentration camp, staring at the swirl of colour on the megascreen with a painful and unwarrantable nakedness, as if to reassure itself of whatever meaning it read there, insensible to the parade of torchbearers and the kids turning over a car near to the nameless drugstore, past the beheaded phantasm whose slogan is I have no time for you, the lip of compassion trembling in the exposed stairwell of defeat, looking out beyond the mechanical gloats to the faint outline of experience rising up in a haze of cremated sweat. The vein torn out of 2011 and set like a jewel in the mutilated arm of 2016, throwing its figure's shadow over the broken figurine, selling brittle concrete masks outside the shuttered restaurants and the literal art galleries, in the carnival of dilapidated intuition, under an abused sky twinkling with antipathy, and past the ex-repair centre, reopenings of fear of melting, Nirei's sweat backing up in a similar instant, strenuously denied by a smear of ash, past the Indian restaurants in the Bengali area, and past the sheets of passive mist rolling over the pawn shops and antique dealers, each thinner and more figurative than the last, each more like a crayon stick figure, pissing blood and contrived back alleys, euphoric indirection of the last, the dotted outlines just trying to get warm, the nameless service depots, the small businesses, the teenagers in the basketball court, a life of mere invective just trying to get warm, past all this, the windows already shut up, the streets are swarmed with vipers, the presently meaningless crowd disturbance spilling carelessly into a new decade amid the red-hot atmosphere of over-conceptualized speechlessness, wind tearing through the gaps in reality, despair rising the vanguard parade of caved-in vultures, the headless chicken wears a master's vibe slipping away gently into the forecourt of contained grief, the raw clamour of clowns staggering outside the complex bed and breakfast beneath the dull strobe of the same streets and the same skies, skip slipping in and out of consciousness like the ravaged world in the small room at the back of nothing, amid the first isolated howls of despair, amid enigmatic bullshit, the exaggerated slow motion of declared empathy, the frozen block of our own prohibited nakedness, the stick figures crowding into a small room at the back of nothing, the tedious alternation of theory and practice in the stropic vertigo of today vanishing and repeat with enigmatic clarity, the thick odour of why bother hanging over the rubber proofing works and spreading into the hiatus between metaphor and concept, sold off to an unidentified assailant wearing a Vermeer mask over its burnt grate, invisible to the strings of white triangles with drawn faces, depressed minimise buttons, the troops standing around outside the billiard hall, past caring about whether something fucking happens or not, looking on as a puppet is thrown out of the non-vacuum and swept along the main thoroughfare by a great concourse of humanity, caved in vultures at their head, bearing on their shoulders the body of Mayor One, eyes bursting from their sockets like two exploding boilers you need to find, one to kill and the other who will solve everything. We go past all that, past the faded signs of last week's socialism, the howls mingling with the quiet parishioners transfixed by their watercolour stab wounds, amid the conflicting surfaces in the depths of the world, abstract and beautiful like planes of ice kicked into the front of feeling too, pigs swarming into it, setting fire to its hated plenitude. We go past all of that, past where the formal stasis of violent excess dissolves into a dog eating a dog in a side alley, troubled by the economic aspiration of raw feeling, going through the motions, or staring up dreamily through a glass ceiling at the ravaged basis of a dynamic world, or pacing up and down the railway siding of an obsolete and predetermined escalation, looking out over plain common sense with its eyes swollen shut next to the immigration advice centre with its files strewn everywhere, we go past all that, past the excessive violence of formal stasis, the facial composites of the beheaded phantasm whose slogans I've no time for you pasted up everywhere, across the huge gasometers and the rotten shells of the real estate brokers, past the bridge of endurance from which a puppet plunges into speech and is duly sucked beneath it, past days going by unsteadily, the downsized risk of an abstract restlessness becoming derelict among the corpses scattered around in the goods corridor, through nightclubs in which bombs go on and off wordlessly. I think that in the ease of imagining cruelty on any scale, and in the therapeutic restitution of the self to which that imagined cruelty leads, I can begin to understand how much more beautiful it is to want to smash my own head in. From damage reflected into its own origin, the struggle to love others radiates as it might from the torn-up roots of an instinct once opposed to fascism. The headless chicken knows it, the beheaded phantasm fucking knows it, anyone living in the shadow of a non-progressive drive redeveloped as a retail complex of historical imposition knows it. Even Mr. Interior Minister and the disemboweled grid wearing a mask as it fucking can, even they suspect it, standing around outside the ambiguous motorcycle club, watching as you go by, throwing your shadow that's the shadow of his shadow as the shadow of its former self across the unenduring daycare centre, the churches and mosques, the fluorescent self-criticism flashing at eye level, the street price of revulsion as you push past the crowds of middlemen, the right-wing sports bars, the meaningless dull light, the blinking collage of bureaucratized services to which a legless antagonism wheels itself, past feeling one, offset by rain, erupting into a surface effect in the concave openness of decanted estates and grey squares, past the primary schools and furniture stores and throughout the beige locking mechanism of estate agents and construction sites, blisters rising from the unchangeable hierarchy of any surface, its fucking roots spreading over the vegetable markets and clawing at the corner stores and thickening in the political and moral atmosphere of a net closing. You go past all that, the screwed-up crayon face dragging me through the park gate on its spindle legs, the lustreless cavities shrugging and climbing in and out of taxis, coming and going in the members' clubs, asking about the editorials in Pimp Convulsion on the evil decrees of the refugee government, the signs proving cruelty is a gateway to reality made inexpiable by delusion, pale stick figures watching us in the happiness bent over by a lamppost coughs up an itch and is brought up by it, the free market in which pleasure flourishes for a second is then torn down in 1934 to make way for a fascist brothel, franchised to feeling too under the name of equality more complex and more open than irony, darker and more exultant than hope, with a gift store called The Real Enemy, and past the hateful crest of remorse, that atmospheric extremism of checks and balances, penetrating a changed stratosphere of shattering resentment, now reopening to the faithful nostalgic reconstruction of feeling one, that sunstick figures really are taking the piss, bathed in UV or numb with feeling two, or tearing at their masks in these streets, among these houses, amid these plumes of smoke, wondering how much of their face will come off, choking, pushing past the soapbox in which the headless chicken who wears a mask to survive screams of the spine of history, which speaks to you in the language of electric shocks or not at all, into the local community, where non-political wishes rock candidly into fantasies of self-harm, amid vultures blossoming in simulated carnage, and the smokers still standing around outside the pool hall after all these years, watching as you go by, throwing your shadow that's the shadow of a shadow as the shadow of its former self across the street, where dream and understanding hand out flyers for a demo and support the beheaded phantasm of slogans that have no time for you, vigilante pigs pushing past the stewards arriving in advance of the cavalcade of Mayor 2, the one who will solve or kill everything, boiler steam rising in UV plumes, falling in grey slants across the stray pages of Pimp Convulsion, twisting in the misanthropic crux of perceived life, soup kitchens, roadblocks, masks trodden underfoot outside a decayed terminal, the sprung car boot of the lower stage of socialism crashed into the collapsed stage at feeling two, and an unnatural ideology still trussed up by anaesthesia climbing from it, past all of this, in search either of a total worldview or the direct expression of the shadow that daily obliterates it, never deciding between the two, but stumbling along the receding fissure of the convulsion towards its checkpoint and treating that blockage for itself erotogenic, wanting to be as clear as possible, looking at and loving the ordinary world with two dots for eyes, wanting only to hate the right things, which comes out always in a whisper of yet more abstract talk like that, yet more Mayor 2 talk, yet another reality-eating competition talk, twice as fast again of a year talk, of legal action against the owners of feeling Eines talk, an upturn of talk, and a town talk, of a three floors and a flagship extremity talk, of free masks with every gold-backed racket fucking protest talk, love talk, fucking love talk, got to love it, talk of sorry, can't stop, talk of a fascist brothel, replicating the pinhead, talks on the megascreen, through a prey on my mouth, a merger, ruled out by talk of a downturn, a feeling too, in talks divested, struggling gift shop, what was it called? Real talk, constructive talk, talks of the feeling three around the corner, each year, twice as fast, talk ripped out with take your job, on a feeling one bender, looking up at feeling two, with talk of a human face, scrawled on twice as fast, was it the real enemy? Watching unconfessed feelings going by on the truncated pavement of raw sensation, with no respite and no muting, the phasing sirens of stagnation and dynamism, the analogical sector of the cartoon economy, with its live action humans, its two departments of viscera and masks, blinking in with the UV flares and rootless uses of a non-vacuum, non-profit, no joke, no exit from the cartoon economy, but stick up on our own gift shop. The beheaded phantasm knows it. The headless chicken fucking knows it. The shadow of a shadow is the shadow of its former self, thickens with the knowledge of it, pushing through the crowd towards the mega screen where Mayor 3 appears, watching unconfessed feelings going by on the truncated pavement of raw sensation, who look on into the crowd with thuggish cones drawing a sphere from a white plane, chanting about how the underbelly of ecstasy is musical, wearing feeling one wears a feeling two masks, five t-shirts covered in erased bloodstains and a gutter too deeply rent out from a comic haze of UV shadows as in abstract art, class violence and national sentimentalism in that order, amid these streets and these chimneys, sliding from these crayon houses and these crude Teutons making a getaway and a squeal of swivel wheels past the closed GPs and the specialist clinic for people who want their nerve endings to look like stricken pendulums, doing a roaring business. This the shadow knows, this you know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, past streetlights shining on the crust of a damaged idiom. The universal deluge is a grey sphere, a stick figure drawing itself with no arms, with a sign saying we make ourselves. In every sports bar, in the irreducible metropolitan gyroscope, caked with night and panic and decomposing beneath the floorboards of merely technical urgency, we make ourselves, staggering into the day with our repertoire of schemes past squares, shooting up squiggles beneath the UV signs that scream, no wind, no feeling too, we make ourselves. And above it, the city is obliterated. Spouted by the mannequin with a snake gut, carrying a briefcase with the arm that sprouts from his head. We make ourselves, past the stick figure menaced by cylinders, barely out of their teens, past cop guards like fingerprints in a mirror, past the small and recognisable world, idiotically cramped into the top corner, an endless clearing. Past fucking hellman, saying fucking hellman to the shadow of the shadow, as the shadow its former self. Moving past the assembled masses of wounded pigs, observing on the mega screen Mayor 3, holding off the head of the bed, phantasm whose slogans have no time for you, amid the first isolated house of bloodlust, in spite of a class analysis with a charge of 1 or 0, later injected into the roof of the mouth of 2011, and past the torn down wall newspaper, the scraps of its analysis of progressive liberalism twisting crudely in the air, images of the phantom head of the beheaded phantasm rolling its crayon eyes, past ritual bullshit, past cleansing bullshit, towards the dark stage where destiny awaits, too much to bear for one mask slipping to survive, and too much for one mind to feel in too much. mind about. Slipping to survive, plus feeling too much. Streets flooded with fake feeling too. Chickens wearing sandwich boards, showing shadows you want to be. Wearing a mask to survive, for what reason but to become too real? For you to bear to be unmasked, for the benefit of feeling one. Wearing a mask to survive, two feelings I too feel. And for what reason, unmasked, feeling too. Involved in a shadow too deep to survive, formerly known as its former self. Aroused in the interior of the ordeal, too real and too pulsating and too withheld. Moving past dream, whispering to a uniformed ellipse. And past the chicken who wears a mask now disarmed and dragged into the grey square. And past another sense of poetry. And past the interruptions of inescapable struggle and inescapable care. Past understanding in high vis, linking arms with graphic regression. Past the vision of freedom, filed down to its dark undercurrent. Past the flap of skin, setting impassively above the murder capital. In search of a former self. Drifting through residual perishable categories in the suburbs of prairie fire, hail and drought. Beyond the crude heat haze of Mare 1 nostalgia. In a world with the fewest possible elements. A few tangles of intense lines. Eating two for one, feeling one, find an empty stomach mask, too real for this doubled up world to survive. Past all of this, down an alleyway towards a clearing where reality is crossed out. Past my tongue standing around in your head, just waiting for something to fucking happen, ignoring the small voice that says look up. Past small retail, past self-harm, past the maze injected into poverty, past the abandoned districts of tonal implication, past mixed up people crawling on our spindle legs over a collapsing ground line with our enormous circular heads, guilt flickering in them in an acrid montage without interlocking parts, with no catch-up strategy and no end, processing to feeling one, the spectre of ash and frost, wearing a mask to kill, that the headless chicken would fucking be killed for, in the cartoon stockyard under the supervision of time, still open as I have no beheaded phantasm for you, under the radicalized sky, the grey squares on fire, the stick figures marching in the streets singing, we learn to draw ourselves. Then we learn to draw ourselves together. We learn to be clever. Then we learn not to be clever. Whatever. The counter drives, the exploded call centres for distressed structuralism, you and I trimmings, low-cost tropical food, teenagers standing around, the places we live in, look up, above the piles of killed cops stacked like firewood in the side strip of a tiny prospect, crayon fascism, watercolour liberal democracy, thought bubbles crashing like blimps above the elastic skyscrapers, urban poverty and felt tip, indescribable longing driven from the market by cheap UV Cambodian feeding one, wearing a failing to mask, feeding one mask, rippling through the non-vacuum, reopens a vendor of inner stick figure mercuries preserved in jars, clasping the nameless comedy lever from an earlier life, talking of nationalising feeling too, of clarity, the shadow of the former self, cast in steel, helpless love and fire and smoke, of the chicken, the phantasm, the shadow, take your job, the rich vein of the former self, not the former national self, not Mr. Interiorminister eating a ragdoll, but the straw people to die for, in opposition to the growthless revolt of talking head, grafted onto stunned silence, talking of the fucking class enemy, standing around in the meadow, lubricated under the anaesthetic of reason, watching fascism come up over the municipal swimming pool, the dead sun illuminating the watercolour factory, pumping crude feeling one into the sky, involving a quality more complex and more open than irony, juggling the collapsed magnetic grey economy, a trial and error, stick figure selling tragic wing mirror masks with a non-stick tongue of flame to die for, beneath the shadow of the skinless retail centre, stretched to the uttermost limit of feeling three, coming up in a structure with your principles burnt off, feeling volatile and two, in a relationship with one, in search of a new feeling, stuck in a dead form, or in a fenced up neighbourhood, half awake, clutching a thin strip of vitality, watching the shops mature and then begin to rot, in a dead neighbourhood, in a new form, in front of a fenced off feeling, so fucking close now, that the strip things out across all of our reverses and the skin grows back over it. If I do not innovate, I will not die, but I can still see it. Past the good old times, the crude outlines of failed revolt against the former national self, Mr. Interior Minister, the breadline of powerless mayors who solve nothing, the rootless seizure becoming randomly accessible, midnight rolling out the gas station as the headless chicken clocks off and draws its head back on. Try not to beat yourself up over it. Start again. Welcome, stick figure, welcome, puppet, to a leaden scene of generative ambiguity. Reality doesn't have to be anything like this. Sheen of despair helps to forget about that. Welcome, surface effect, including snow and a draft torn open the leaden streetlight. Welcome, gamut rips to the surface to a sheen of sweat asks you to lay beneath it. Welcome, surface effect, to a drift of rain in a street anywhere as if it mattered. Righteousness seen anywhere from a leaden keyhole swirls through a surface effect, including cauldron. Welcome, middle class, also a stick figure, stylizes the reality of defiance while a sheen of defiance settles on it. Unreality doesn't have to be anything like this. Most of the shadow confiscated by perspective. Reality doesn't have to be anything like this. Stick figure gasped out, well, can't do perversity. Rain lashed out needlessly as shadow impression implies this, like ecstasy sparks over a gap torn open by detail. Go to relentlessness, it turns out, is just an effect. Anti-fascists have to tolerate frustration. Draw blood from the conclusions to get their sweat kicked in. Welcome crude shoot on from the sheen of defiance to a rot-sized doubt flame contracts to a blip. Welcome moral crusade puppet from the sheen of defiance. What's your opinion on how reality is manipulated? Cold emptiness of streets stubbed out by generative ambiguity seems like a blip lit unfaithfully by nihilism. Welcome pretense of being overwhelmed. Nightly stubbed out bits of you get rescreened. Welcome AI Teuton running a ragdoll. Pour over the sheen, lashing out through the streetlight, folded over inside, can't do perversity or even gasp for it. Past another exercise in sentimentalism. Most of us want to be more than that, but don't want to be nothing. Nothing is the backlight for the mirror in which 100% crouches and conceals the reflection of its nakedness. What part of us wants to say is we want to damage change itself. 100% change, trampled underfoot by a flaming ragdoll, crying like a cartoon stick figure version of a puppet. Want to kick through the sheen of it, doing a ragdoll impersonation on the way to those who told you used the feelings wrong. To kick through the sheen that was being used to prop up the sky that should go over your head if you have one. And go out into the dark screaming that if you don't, then why not step out from under its shadow?
Thank you all for coming. Few quick announcements. Here on the
<That's relentless>.
18th.